Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to head out to the SDCCU fan hotline. I hadn't seen this guy in years until just recently, and now it's very nice to, not only to have him on the program today, but also tonight he's going to be part of our draft coverage on our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan. Longtime NFL wide receiver, former San Diego Charger, Quinn Early joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Quinn, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Coach. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, you've been looking at film and breaking it down, getting ready for tonight?
I have. A lot of good, great talent on the board, and this draft should be interesting.
Yeah, you know, I look at this draft, and, you know, I was saying, just starting at the quarterback spot, and I want to get your thoughts on Kyler Murray. You know, I think he's a talented guy. I think there's some talented quarterbacks. But, you know, I was telling Jim Russell here in studio yesterday and today, I think if Josh Rosen from UCLA and now the Arizona Cardinals, if he was coming out this year, I think he would be the number one quarterback at the top of the list. Yet now he may end up being a former Arizona Cardinal if they decide to go with Kyler Murray tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's really strange how these things work out. You know, and unfortunately at the quarterback position, you know, there are always high expectations, especially when you're taken, you know, so early in the first round. And unfortunately, Rosen didn't have the weapons, you know, or the manpower behind him to have a successful season last year. I think if he was to continue to be the QB there, then I think he would do well. And even if he ends up getting traded, you know, when they draft, you know, either Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins, whoever they take, I think that Rosen's going to be a successful quarterback in this league. He just needs to be surrounded by the right talent.
I want to ask you, Quinn, a little bit about the wide receiver position. And again, I know things have changed since you came out of the University of Iowa into the NFL, and you had that long career, very successful career, and it started out here in San Diego and going to the combine. Did you even go to the combine when you came out of Iowa?
I did. I went, and it was a great experience. And you know, I think it's an essential part of the league. You know, some of the drills I think are a little bit antiquated, especially at the wide receiver position. Listen, I was kind of weak, you know, don't want to really admit it, but I was weak under the bench press when I was coming out. But how many people at the wide receiver position are you going to bench press? You know, I also think that, you know, even things like the 40, I think these tests are good gauges, but when I look at it, you know, things like the 40, the bench press, things like that, they have no bearing on how a player is going to be in the NFL. You know, you look at a Jerry Rice, greatest wide receiver to ever play the game. You know, that guy, I think he ran like a 4.6, 4.7, but nobody was catching him during the games, you know. So I think it's a good tool, but I think ultimately, you know, once the player gets into the league, that really determines how he's going to do.
Well, Quinn, answer me this. What advice would you give a wide receiver who gets drafted, whether it's in the first round or the seventh round, what advice would you give them to start their career in the NFL and before they get to their first training camp?
What I always tell the younger guys is, you know, you have to have the attitude that, you know, if they keep one wide receiver on this team, it's going to be me. You know, you don't say that to anybody else, but you know, that's your internal dialogue. And then when you step out onto that practice field, every day you say to yourself, I'm going to have the best practice I ever had today. And then if you work with these things in mind, you know, that's going to give you a leg up. You just go out there and you work harder than everybody else. And, you know, you don't worry about the noise that's around you. You just stay focused and just work extremely hard. So that would be the advice that I would give these guys.
We're visiting with Quinn Early, former longtime NFL wide receiver, started his career here in San Diego, was the Chargers' third-round draft pick back in 1988, and had well over 400 career receptions in the NFL. He'll be a part of our draft get-together tonight on Facebook, 97.3, the fans' Facebook page. We'll get underway at 5 o'clock. I know as a former wide receiver, you've probably taken a pretty good look at the wide receiving corps for this draft. Who are your top two or three guys?
I would definitely have to say Marquise Brown from Oklahoma. He had a great year. Then there's A.J. Brown from Mississippi. You know, the kid from Arizona State, N'Keal Harry, and then DK Metcalf, also from Mississippi. Those are some pretty explosive and powerful guys. You also have Deebo Samuel from South Carolina. I mean, so there's a good group of wide receivers coming out this year.
Yeah, that's I would agree. And N'Keal Harry, the kid out of Arizona State, he's coming out a year early. I know a lot of teams have shown interest in him. And he's also a guy that's actually, I think, returned kicks a little bit in Arizona State. I don't know if that would factor in, you know, going into the NFL with him or not. But he looks to be a number one type wide receiver. You know, Quinn, we'll find out, I think, more tonight, especially this whole draft, I think, is, at least of all the early part of this draft, is going to be dictated on what Arizona does. Do they take Murray? Do they not take Murray? Do they take Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle out of Alabama? They take Bosa, the kid out of Ohio State. You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to trade out a number one? Once we figure that out, then that draft may, get to where we kind of think it's going to be.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, with Kyler Murray, you mentioned earlier on the phone call, you know, kind of an interesting guy. You know, I think the stigma on him is that he's a smaller QB, right?
Right.
But, you know, you look at a Drew Brees, you look at Seattle's quarterback. I mean, there are guys that are, you know, 6 foot or under that are extremely good quarterbacks. I think you kind of have to throw that out the window. I mean, the proof is in the pudding with Murray. You know, so I definitely see the Cardinals taking him, you know, but you never know. Dwayne Haskins is a good-sized guy. You know, I think the knock on him by some people is that he's not as mobile. But I'll tell you, in that league, you don't really have to be that mobile. I think that if you are extremely accurate, you can stand in the pocket, you can make smart decisions, run when you have to. I mean, you look at a Peyton Manning, he wasn't that mobile either. But a Hall of Fame guy, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a very good point. I mean, Peyton Manning was a statue back there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he just got it done year after year, won some Super Bowls. So, it, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, you also have to always look at defense, right? I mean, that's where, you know, the money is made. If you can have extremely outstanding defensive line, linebacking core, that makes your DBs look good. You can stop teams from scoring. That's always an important thing, too. So, like you said, you know, they might go defense in the first round.
Hey, Quinn, answer me this. And we're visiting with Quinn Early, the former longtime NFL wide receiver, played here in San Diego, played in New Orleans, Buffalo, the New York Jets. The system, you know, everybody talks about the system. I mean, great athletes fit into whatever system, I think, but could you talk a little bit about that? And anywhere in your career, were you in an offensive system that really didn't suit your strengths of your game?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a really good point and question. You know, when you're a skilled position player, it's all about the system and how you're utilized within the system. I'm going to give you a perfect example. LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Fame running back, you know, with the Chargers, played a little bit with the Jets. He was a guy who was extremely successful when he had 40, 50 carries a game. Towards later in his career, had some injuries. Then when he came back, now the Chargers were more of a passing team. They got rid of the fullback. Now LaDainian Tomlinson is getting, you know, he has to share with, you know, Darren Sproles and some other guys. Now he's carrying the ball 15, 20 times a game. And then the knock on him was, well, he's old now and he's not as productive. Do you see what I mean?
So
he basically got systemed out. And, you know, as far as me, I remember when I first got to the New Orleans Saints, I was catching 30, 32 passes my first couple of years. And then when Jim Everett came, and he looked at me and he said, Quinn, don't worry about it. I'm gonna get you the ball. And they game planned for other guys, but Jim liked me as a receiver, so he started throwing the football at me. Now I went from catching 32 passes a year to catching 80-plus passes a year. And then, you know, oh, wow, Quinn's really improved. Well, they're throwing the ball to me more now. You know, so I definitely think that, you're in that league for a reason. If the team decides that, okay, this is a guy we have to get involved, get the ball to him, get the ball in his hands, then players tend to thrive. So system is very important, and it can be a killer for some skilled players in that league.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with you tonight. It's always good to visit with you. And when I saw you here a month or so ago, it was great. It'd been a lot of years, and we'll look forward to tonight. As I let you get out of here, Quinn, tell the fans out there what Quinn Early's done for the last few years after you got out to the NFL, because I think it's really cool.
Oh man, a lot has happened, actually. So over the past 10 years, I've actually been a stuntman in Hollywood. I've had a chance to double people like Will Smith. I'm currently doubling Shamar Moore on the TV show SWAT, Lawrence Fishburne, just to name a few. And it's just been a really exciting thing. And then also my mother wrote this amazing book about our family history. The book's called Bryant Acres. She didn't have a chance to publish it. She got Alzheimer's and passed away, so I published it for her. And the money that I raised, I give to Alzheimer's research. And if anybody's interested in that book, it's BryantAcres.com. You can order the book. And again, the money goes to Alzheimer's research. And I actually just got a movie deal from the screenplay that I wrote based on my mom's book. So a lot of exciting stuff with me. I'm having a lot of fun. And, things are going well.
That's great. Quinn, I'll look forward to seeing you tonight. Thanks so much this morning for the time.
Absolutely, Coach. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you this evening.
All right, there you go. Quinn Early, a former star in the National Football League. He had some big years, especially when he got to the New Orleans Saints.
He had a 1,000-yard receiving year.
Yeah, no, he was a really, really good football player. Jimmy, I want to get a comment from you here in a minute, but I want to remind everyone that Quinn joined us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.